on the line is a young man who really stood up last night. He kicked a couple of goals. He took six marks. And he was also a very important part of the team because Charlie Dixon had to be subbed out early on. I'm talking about Tom Lynch. Tom, Peter Donegan here along with Brad Sewell. Congratulations. That was it the greatest win that you've been associated with in your time at the footy club?
Hey, Peter. Yeah, it was probably one of the better wins we've had just because we didn't have anyone left on the bench. And obviously losing Gas was a big loss to us. He has missed many footy over the journey. So, yeah, it was probably one of the more courageous wins we've had so far.
Tom, what was the talk in the three-quarter time huddle? Because you knew what the situation was. You knew that Gary had gone down, but also that Charlie had gone down. And then I think in the last quarter, Trent McKenzie pulled his hamstring as well. Yeah. So all sorts of trouble. What was the talk in the huddle at three-quarter time?
Oh, Bluey sort of just said the game's for us to take it, and we just need a big last quarter effort and sort of really put the hard work on us that we can't let this one slip.
Which he does, just does wonders for your confidence. Being a young side, and we've certainly seen you progress such a long way in the past 12 months, but to have gotten over the line, as you said, under the adversity that you did, you must take so much out of that going forward.
Yeah, definitely, Sully. We're sort of growing in confidence throughout this year that we can finally sort of start matching them with the better teams going around. We can, they sort of got off to a good start against us, and we just brought them back and managed to hang on in the end. So yeah, it gives us confidence that we can we're never out of it, and we can certainly come back.
Yeah, mate, just don't get too confident there, guys. It's starting to look a little bit worrying.
It was a bit of a response after you blokes gave us a touch up the week before. So
well, yeah, make sure you keep that in the forefront of your mind. All right.
Yeah.
Hey,
we definitely know about that one.
Yeah, good. Now you're a Mornington boy, is that right?
Yeah, I was a Sorrento boy. Actually.
Sorrento boy, and you've just renegotiated a contract again. What term?
I did start the year for another 2 years after this. So
that's perfect, mate, because you realise that Waverley Park is only sort of a 30-40 minute drive to Sorrento there, and you know Ruff's not getting any younger, and you know you and Gunner's down there working with Junior and Poppy and Punk and these guys at your feet. You could slot in nicely there, mate.
Oh, I think guys are going okay at the moment with you, Paul. So.
Yeah, and there's just a slight difference with the Gold Coast weather to the weather at Waverley Park as well,
yeah,
too,
I think
Tom.
It gets pretty cold out there.
You know Sorrento well, mate. It's very nice down there. It's a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, that's right.
No, but you'd be loving the lifestyle up there, and we've been up there for a couple of games on AFL Live. The facility at Metricon Stadium is great, and it's just a great part of the world to be in.
All your friends and family in Melbourne, mate. They're in
Sorrento. Stop trying to
woo you. Just remember that, won't you?
No, it's beautiful up here this time of the year. It's great winters, but definitely enjoying my time up here so far.
How's Gary? Have you spoken to him? And how's his spirits, if you have?
Oh, I spoke to him quickly after the game. He was pretty sore, but I'm not too sure. He'll have to get scans on Monday and spend. But he sort of didn't really know. He's never done a shoulder. But, I think we'll wait and see.
Mate, I caught up with your old teammate Campbell Brown these last couple of weeks. He's loving being back in Melbourne. All his friends and family are around. His missus is down here. Her family's down here, mate. He's really happy. Never been happier, I think he said.
Never been happy. I think he's having a good time. He's doing plenty of swimming at the moment, I think.
He's enjoying a good life a bit too much. He's getting fat.
Yeah. Well, I think he's got to put on a bit of weight till
He's got to get up to some. He's playing weights about 84, 85. He's got to get up to around 95, 98 kilos.
He's going to hate it. He doesn't mind. He's looking at his body, so I'm not sure where he's going to go. A bit extra weight on.
He's starting to get his rug back too. He's getting, he'll be as fat as he is. He'll be perfectly round. He'll be as fat as he is tall.
Now, listen. Sorry to interrupt the recruiting drive and the catch-up between you two. Just a couple of other things. Gary's not the only injury, of course, Tom. Charlie, the man you had to stand up and replace in lots of ways, along with Sam Day as well in the forward line. How's Charlie's injury? And also, Trent McKenzie's hamstring. How's he?
I think Charlie'd be right. I think it's just a corky on his calf, so I spoke to him this morning. He said he's pretty confident playing next week. But I think Trent's the one. He's sort of spoke to him. He said pretty sore. He hasn't done a hamstring before, though, so he's not too sure how bad, but I think he might be a couple of weeks.
Which is going to have some great opportunities at midfield over the next couple of years, too, if you want to grab one of those boys and come down with them.
I think they're pretty happy up here at the moment.
Now, Tom, do you dare think of the F word finals yet? Because you've shown against supposedly a top four contender in Collingwood last night, that you've got what it takes under adverse circumstances. Finals have got to be in the back of your mind. I know that you'd be told to keep them in the back of your mind, but you have to be thinking about it.
I suppose everyone sort of thinks about it, but we know we've got a long way to go to make the finals. It's going to be a tough race this year. Adelaide and Essendon are behind us. We're 8th on the ladder, so we've got a long way to go. We're not getting too carried away. We're going to win a few more before we get to the finals.
Well, you've got the Western Bulldogs next week, and then Brisbane after that, and then St Kilda and Carlton. So it's a really good four-week block for the Gold Coast. Sully, I know Tom won't be looking ahead from the Western Bulldogs, but that is a four-week patch where they could really make an impression.
Yeah, it really is. There's a huge opportunity for those young boys going forward, and with such a nice run leading into the finals, the sky's the limit.
Tom, as we say goodbye to you, I'll just give Sully one last opportunity to put a pitch, because he's only spent about 8 minutes trying to get you back down here. So is there anything else you'd like to say to Tom before we let him go?
Hawthorn speaks for itself. Very successful over the last couple of years. Will continue to be a sound club. Your friends and family, they're close by. Very, very close by. You're a good family man, mate. I know it's important.
Very enticing, but I'm pretty happy up here at the moment, Sully, thanks.
Yeah, I'd imagine you are, mate. You're doing a great job, and all the best for you boys over the next month.
Yeah, thanks, Sully. Thanks,
congratulations, Peter. Tom. It was a magnificent victory last night. Tom Lynch joining us on the line, and that was just a simply superb moment for that football club. Go